You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Merry Christmas to you. During the last Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, which occurred on Tuesday, December 17th, time was set aside for county supervisor reports. We will hear from three of the supervisors, Supervisor Ryan Campbell, Vice Chair Jaron Brandon, and Chairman David Goldenberg. Here are the edited remarks, beginning with Supervisor Ryan Campbell.
With Supervisor Brandon, we both serve on the Amador Tuolumne County Action Agency, Community Action Agency, which is ATCA, is what everybody knows it as. I had an experience at the last meeting that I can say I've never really had, where I had a the chairman of our commission didn't want to hear any comments from the Tuolumne County side of the river and was trying to move along votes without public comment, without comment from board members. And so we, myself and some of the other board members left the meeting and basically broke the quorum so that that kind of thing that we felt was not in accordance with the Brown Act wouldn't continue. But ATCA's been having... I would say the staff at ATCA are phenomenal and they're doing really well, but we've been having some of those kind of issues between the two counties and the executive director. And I fear that it's not getting better, it's been getting worse lately. And again, this is purely my perspective.
Well, thank you for enlightening us as to ongoing deals here. So, Supervisor Brandon.
Great, thank you. Only to echo what you're mentioning with ATCA and the same thing of having to break quorum on a meeting over such serious procedural challenges. Fundamentally, you know, ATCA is a partnership and there's a, you know, a board, but we have to, that maintains respect between the agencies. And it was extremely disappointing, to say the least. I have concerns that in the middle of a period where we are transitioning board members that are on there and leadership on that board, because of that, it seems a special meeting has been called, on Friday. Effectively returning the item, I haven't had any communication that has come to me saying here's an apology or something's being changed to affect and fix that issue. It seems to be from the agenda language just a continuance. So I don't want to speak much more than that, except that I have a lot of concerns with that, and we should not be placed in that position, and I expect a lot more respect from, I think, the entities you work with and other boards in that, not because, you know, we're so cool, but the folks that we represent, you know, on that board, we're the two county representatives in that capacity of 55,000 people in our county, right? And it was extremely disappointing. So there may or may not be news coming from how that is handled.
Right. I don't have much to add other than to just weigh in on ATCA, because I previously, you know, was on boards and I personally saw things that were pretty ugly at times and uncalled for. And I would hope that things get to the point where they can even out. As Supervisor Campbell mentioned, ATCA does wonderful things. They've got a bunch of great employees, but there's some issues on the management side that need to be sorted out. But we've just seen time after time, we even had, you know, a brief thing on our agenda today that talked about some of the funds that we've expended, you know, with ATCA, and they're doing a lot of great things. So, you know, hopefully those... And I'm confident that they'll get resolved, but it, you know, how soon that can happen, because it's quite frankly, it's just destructive for it to continue in the manner, you know, that it is. So, with that said, I'll be looking to adjourn the meeting. This is Supervisor Haffs and I, our last meeting. It's been an interesting ride being on the board. I've learned a tremendous amount. It's been a good growth period, you know, for me. Also, you know, we've had our trials and tribulations, and some pain along the way. But all together as a board, there was some times where, you know, we were not necessarily in agreement in some areas. But the important thing is that we worked through them. And over the last 4 years, we got a lot of things accomplished. Some really good things that were needed to happen, and they were put in, and that was attributed to this board working together and making that happen. So my thanks to my fellow board members for doing that. And with that, I will adjourn.